This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
From Barangaroo Studios, the AusBiz COV is the key stuff you need to know about the day in business and finance.
Well, hello, hello. What a day. This is the COB. This is run by Annette Beecher and my colleague.
Hi, it's Cara.
That's right. It's the two girls running the show today. Well, it's Thanksgiving Turkey Day. There was a bit of chit-chat about how turkey inflation is interrupting people's dinner tables this year. So I guess food inflation is impacting everyone right now. But how's your day, Cara? It felt a bit flat, didn't it?
It was a bit flat. Yeah, it's raining here in Sydney and the market was just so mixed, wasn't it? It kind of just didn't want to get a direction at any point during the session. So, you know, some big updates for a few stocks there. The tech sector finishing 2% higher on the day. Materials also in the green, but financials down in the red. Energy looking pretty ugly as well.
It sure was. I mean, I've just put the market wrap together, and if it wasn't for AMP falling out of bed in its ever expanding reach to be zero one day, I'm sure that's going to be a penny stock the way we're going. And then, of course, at the other end, EML payments absolutely shooting the lights out because that had been an issue with the Irish Central Bank and regulator. So that's a green light to go. Everything else is just plus or minus not much. And the problem with Cara, as you know, as a trader, when the US is out of sorts, we just don't know what to do.
No, exactly. And expect the volumes to be low as we head into Friday as well. A lot of people were taking a long weekend, so they won't be back in the office on Friday as well. So that either means that we won't see much movement at all, or we'll see some sharp movements in a few asset classes where traders are kind of pushing things around.
Yeah, maybe they're a hangover or something. But yeah, trading around US holidays is always a little bit problematic. But as we say, the market closed either up a tad or down a tad, whether you're looking at the Chi-X or the ASX. But of course, just because it's a quiet day doesn't mean we don't have a laundry list of show notes for you. And of course, one of them kicks off with Alistair McLeod from Wheelhouse. He says inflationary pressures are going to wane. He thinks supply chain issues look to have peaked. Now, I wouldn't say that is 100% agreeable view across the board, but I have to say his case is very supportive for equities into next year. And another person coming in, Adam Chandler, he seems to think that US retailers are going to have a big session. So either way, sort of bullish or shopping for stocks, all in the show notes. It sounds all pretty positive.
And then Annette, you did an interview earlier today with Sam Lacornu that was all about China. Tell us a bit more.
Yeah, he's certainly been a big contrarian China investor. And of course, he likes to highlight that when he dials in, he's got the Bank of China shiny tower in the background right there in Hong Kong. So he's been saying for quite some time that China's policies have 20, 30, 40 year goals. And so today we're talking about climate policy, because you might remember that China was criticized for not attending Glasgow COP26, but in fact a couple of weeks earlier he had already unveiled his climate policy. So have a listen in to that policy description and what China is doing in the long run, because basically Sam is saying if you're on the right trade when it comes to China getting ready to be net zero, you're going to make a lot of money.
Well, there you go. Well, let's talk the Australian dollar, shall we? Because, you know, these China especially.
What's this sound? hitting the floor. That's the Aussie dollar.
I think
dollar.
It is. Well, everyone's changed their tune now. Whether their forecasts are 58 cents or 70 cents, they all seem to be to the downside. It's broken that 72 handle, but it was largely dragged lower yesterday by the RBNZ decision because I think the market was just expecting more from them.
Yeah, they did. I mean, we'd in terms of the Kiwis yesterday, and of course, we like to think that we're far superior to our friends across the Tasman, but tell you what, they do control our market sometimes, and the RBNZ hiking by 25 instead of 50 was certainly one of them. The markets were 50-50 priced for a bigger outcome, and so that's why the Kiwi dollar sank and pretty much dragged the Aussie with it. But one of our favourite guys, come on, Patrick Ikeval from Ebury, he basically says the exporters are having a field day loading up on this currency, and why not?
Well, exactly. It's cheap, right?
It's cheap.
So why wouldn't you?
So in terms of what else is, well, what's cheap, what's not cheap, is our stock of the day, Fisher & Paykel. I mean, I've been following, this is a Kiwi company, of course, originally, and used to be Fisher & Paykel, used to be White Goods, actually, but Fisher & Paykel Health, FHP, was our stock of the day, much discussed with Ben Clark from TMS Capital and John Milroy from Ord Minnett. Listen in to the call in the show notes, but both of them rate the company very, very highly. But because one is a buy and one says a hold, it does not necessarily mean it's in the portfolio. And it also offered a dividend today. So Fisher & Paykel were one of the top performers in the ASX today.
But back to Fisher & Paykel Health, it's really a wonderful business and pretty good effort in what's been a very, very difficult year for everybody. To come out again and have a decent number. It's certainly a stock you'd like to have in the portfolio. Like all these high quality healthcare stocks, they always trade a little bit expensive. But I think it's more a neutral hold here for us, David. Probably just because it's had such a great run.
This has just been an incredible success story, as John was saying earlier. It was actually once upon a time this little healthcare unit was part of Fisher & Paykel Appliances, which we'd all probably be a lot more familiar with. Yep. And under its own steam, this company has actually sort of well overtaken the parent company. You look at the numbers that they've released today, you'd sort of look at it and think, oh, there wasn't really anything that special in it. What you got to remember is that last year was an absolute boom year for FPH. They are about 2/3 of their revenue comes from ventilators. And of course, we saw this massive surge around the world in demand for ventilators. We own this stock. I'd have it as a buy.
Not that you can see it, but we can hear in the studio. The chart shows that the price is pretty lofty when it comes to Fisher and Paykel. And so it's a good company, but the stock price reflects that accordingly. Now, of course, we had a chat about Aussie dollar with Cara and, of course, me, the macro bod. We did have a bit of data out of Australia today. Nothing for stock pickers, so feel free to tune out for a minute. But it is important that we had private capital expenditure intentions. Now, stick with me. Now, we can't just be an economy that digs up coal and iron ore, and we can't be an economy that buys and sells houses, and we can't be an economy that buys stuff. We need business investment. And so today's outlook for 21-22 was significantly upgraded today in today's CapEx numbers. Now, I have to say, to be a more well-rounded economy for 2022, we need investment, we need to help productivity, it's good for jobs. So yep, not a stock picking number, but at $140 billion worth of investment, that's going to be a decent add to GDP next year. So a bit of good news. And secondly, we had payrolls. Now, our payrolls is, you know, people actually getting their pay every fortnight or every month, depending on where you are. That number jumped thanks to New South Wales, Victoria, and the ACT out of lockdown. Particular ACT payrolls up 4.5% just in the 2 weeks once they were let out and could start working again. So that does bode well for a good labour market report next month. So we did have good macro numbers, but as I say, it was more for us pointy heads to have a big chat about on the big picture, but it really didn't impact the market today. Now, I think that's around the grounds from us. I'd have to say, as Cara and I were just alluding to, It's holiday tonight, isn't it?
It is. It is holiday tonight in the US. So people are going to be eating their turkeys, their more expensive turkeys. That's always a firm favourite topic of conversation with James Whelan from VFS Group. So I hope everyone has a great time.
Everyone will have a good time. I do know in my old world, a lot of people have their Christmas parties. So we're going to struggle to find some guests tomorrow. Maybe talking to Stephen Scott from Annapurna. He was pushing a hangover cure. Maybe we should start passing that around this week and next, because here in Sydney, of course, after being locked down for so long, we're looking forward to some drinks and Christmas parties as well. So it'll be quiet tomorrow, but we will still be here giving you the news as it drops. Cara, put your feet up. Gin and tonic.
I will do. It's time. Have a great evening.
See you tomorrow.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.